Okay, we're beginning now. Simon Kuftes. What's the din if a person arrives late to shul? What should they do? So says the Mechaber in Aleph. Hanichnas lebeis hakneses amotzet tzibur mispalim. So a person came late to shul, and now finds they've already started davening. We're talking here about mincha. So im yochel lehaschil, if you could begin your shmona esrei veligmor kodim shiagia lechliach tzibur lekedusha ol lekadish yispalo. So if you could start your shmona esrei, and you'll be able to finish it with enough time to be able to answer kedusha and kadish. We'll explain why it says both of them. It's not really superfluous. So yispalo, you should go ahead and daven. The Rama says, hu hadin. Amen the Hakel HaKadosh, also for the answer, Amen Hakel HaKadosh, Shema Tefillah, these very important responses. Dinam Ki Kaddish, Kedusha, the same status as Kaddish and Kedusha. It says Mechaber Ve'im Lav, if you begin, you would not have enough time to, then Al Yispalo, you should not start davening. Im Ein Hashav Veres, unless you're going to miss the Zman, it's Mincha time, you don't daven right now, you're going to miss the Zman, so then you would do it. But really, if you're not going to miss the Zman, you should not start davening. The im nichnas acher kedusha. If you got there and already they're doing the chazaras hashat, seem yochel haschiv ligmor kodem shiagia shliach tzibul modin. If your pace is such that the chazan is going a little bit slower and you'll be able to daven and be able to finish by the time to answer modim, then yispal you should daven. Ve'im lav al yispal. But if not, you would not be able to finish and answer and bow down by modim, then don't do it. So then we're going to see what that means is that you would bow down, literally, you wouldn't say the word, you would bow down in those brachos. Let's say a person didn't stop. We'll learn in the Mishnah, we're going to talk about stopping earlier by Shira Chadasha, but you didn't stop at Shira Chadasha. So you went ahead and said Gal Yisrael, so now you have to go straight into Shmona Esrei. V'nizdamein lo shemagia shlich tzibu lemodim. And then it happens that he's in the middle of a modim. Keshuba achas abrochas be'emtso. When you're in one of these middle brachas, you're holding by, I don't know, Rifa'in or something like that. Yishche imo. You should bow down also. Aval imhu betechila o besofa lo yishche. We'll see what it means if you're at the beginning or at the end. She'ein shoychim betechila bracha o besofa ela ba'ovos uvahodah. Those are the only two brachas that we bow during the beginning and the end of the bracha. As we know, the four times that we bow in the Shmona Esrei. Okay, all right, so let's go and work this out. So the first thing is we're talking about someone who came late, right? But in the Pir Halacha, before he gets in, he says, HaNichnas lebeis HaKnesses HaMotzah Tzibur Nis Tapakti. I have a suffix, says the Pir Halacha, Im Miderech Tivo Laharich Tefila Ve'in Yoch L'Sayim Ad Kedusha. Right? Im Butor Lahaschil. If a guy normally just daven slower, he's there on time, he's done everything right, and just it's a fast minion, he doesn't daven that fast. So the Mishnah, I'm sorry, the Pir Halacha here has a suffix. However, the Orach HaShulchan in Sifkat and Hay, he says there's no suffix. One, he's Mutter 100% to begin davening with the Shliach Tzibur, even if they're going to daven at a more rapid pace than he does. So now, okay, that's the Bir Halacha, the Orach HaShulchan, says the Mishnah Berurah in Aleph, HaNichnas Leveis HaKnesses, V'im Rotzel Letzeis Lehispalo Ba'azora, Chutz Leveis HaKnesses, if a person, this is talking you're davening in the shul, but you want to go daven now in the lobby, in the Azara, so then Hispalo V'ein Tzarech Lahamti, you could start right away and daven there. You don't have to wait for them. However, in the Dirshu, brings from Reb Moshe, this is only under extenuating circumstances. In Dirshu number one, Lechora Harei, Gan hu chayav lishmo kash kedusha, right? So why does this work? If you step outside, you don't have to hear it. So bir b'shut igris Moshe shemuchrochim lo. We have to say shemadubah sheyesh lo tzarech gadol. The guy's in very pressing circumstances. Lechin, therefore he tira lo letzeis. That's why we allowed him to step outside the shul. V'im hay nisha bebeis hakinesis. If he would remain in there and wait, gam im hay lo tzarech gadol hayamuchroch lahamtin lekarish lekedusha la'meinim sheelu. Right? You would have to wait if you were inside the shul, only had just to go outside, but l'chadchid, one should not rely upon this unless there's really a, like we said, remosha from a pressing circumstance. Okay, base, you came in, you found that Tzibur was davening, right? Tzibur was palin. Ze siv mari b'tfilas hamincha. As we said, that this is talking about when a person's davening mincha. Hu adem b'shachris im hay omi b'kriya shema b'rchoseha b'shash ha-tzibur hiskil l'shmona esrei. You're a little bit behind them, you're holding by the shema and its brachos, and they've already started shmona esrei. Se im yochel ha-haskiv ligmo tefila ad elokai nitzor, not the entire thing, but just to elokai nitzor, so if you can get to that far, kodim shegi ha-shliach tzibur l'kedusha, then before he's going to get to saying kedusha, yispal, then go ahead and start shmona esrei. V'im lav al yispalo. But if not, then don't start. Rak yamtin be shira chadasha. You wait at that point of the davening. Va'ayin mashik nichtov lekamen b'shem achay adam be'inyan zeh. It's going to be explained furthermore. Sivkat and Gimel. Right? So the shliach tzibur is going to get to kedusha. So if you could if you could finish your Shmona Esrei, you'll be able to answer. De kedusha also lomer b'yachid. You can't say this as a yachid. V'chein kaddish also. You need a minion for this. Umodim time. What's the reason you want me to get to modim? De tzarech lishchois im hakahal. Because you should be bowing down at the same time the community is bowing down. Shloi heinir. It shouldn't appear kikoyfer that you're being you're denying. B'mi shehatzibre mishtachavim lo. That everyone else is bowing down. You don't hold from this. You're not bowing down. So that's why we want you to be with them in sync. Now, it said, you have to be able to get to Kedusha or the Kaddish. So he's going to explain now what's going on over here. Meaning, if you can get to Kedusha, then certainly you're going to be able to get to the Kaddish. So it's not so posh. It says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Din Dalit, or the Kaddish, the Chora, Kev, and Shitzarach Ligmar Tzifilah, so Kodim Kedusha, since you have to finish your Shmona Esrei before you get to Kedusha, Kol Shekin, how much more so? Sheishma HaKaddish, V'achar Shmona Esrei, right? And certainly, that comes earlier, and you finish by that point, then certainly you're going to be done by the end of the Kedusha. So the first Teretz, he says, Yeshlomer, Demairi, Bemairiv, Deleka Kedusha. Okay, first answer is, what if you're not going to have a Kedusha? You're only going to have the Kaddish at the end. That's Marv. Inami, a second Teretz, Mairi Shekavar Shama Kedusha. We could be talking about a person here who, there was an earlier minion before them, and they have heard Kedusha already, right? Dumishum Kedusha lo hayat tzarech lahamtin. So for that case, he would not have to wait for that. Chomosh nichtav l'kam is going to be written later on. Mikom malkam tzarech ligmor kodim kaddish. But then that's why the second part, you have to be able to finish it before they get to the kaddish. Acher shmona esrei. V'hainu shigimor kol al koponim kodim shigia shliach tzibur le yehei shmei rabba. The chazan gets that. I mean, it doesn't have to be yiskada of yiskada. It has to be until the yehei shmei rabba. V'lo yane amen oz Rak Yehei Shmei Rabba Bilvad. All he says is that. He says Yehei Shmei Rabba. If you look in the Dirshu 4, it says Yehei Shmei Rabba Kosov Le'el, with Simon Nunvav, Shiochel Anos Afile Im Nichnas Labesa Knesses, Kishaha Kavar Goimrim, Lanos Va'omrim Kavar Mivorech. You could still say it at that point. Mitam, back in the Shemesh Mishnah Berurah, the cave and the low Miskavein, you didn't have Kavana, as Amal loymer ha'amen. What are you saying amen for? You were davening. You can't say amen to something that you weren't paying attention, right? If you would, that's mikre amen yisoma. It's called an orphaned amen. Ve'im no sing libo, but if you did pay attention, ve'odea as ama one ha'amen, right? Rishoy, then you could if you were paying attention. Fine. Ve'dod amen yehei shmei rabba odf mikedusha. This is counterintuitive, that to answer amen yehei shmei rabba is a higher level. It's going to be a whole hierarchy he's going to go through here. That's on a higher level than kedusha. Al kein, therefore, im bo samach lekedusha, if you come and it's close the minutes by kedusha, ve'im yamtin, and if you wait, ad la'achar kedusha, lo yigmar tefiloso ad la'achar kaddish, you waited for that, and now you're going to miss the amen yehei shmei rabba because you're davening, lahamtin ad acher kaddish, over, and you can't wait till that because you're going to miss the sosman tefila. Tov sheyaschil his palo kodem kedusha. It's better that you start davening before the kedusha via yucha lanos amen yehei shmei rabba. Then you'll be able to answer amen yehei shmei rabba. That's on a higher level of answering kedusha. Now kedusha odif mimodim, right? A whole batting over here. Top thing is amen yehei shmei rabba. Second is kedusha, but kedusha is more important to answer to than modim. Al-Kain, therefore, im bo samach le-Kedusha, if you came close to Kedusha, ve-im yaschil miyad, you began right away, lo yuchel lomer Kedusha, you won't be able to say Kedusha, ve-im yamtin ad acher Kedusha, and if you wait till after Kedusha, lo ye yochel loymar modim im ha-Tzibur, you won't be able to say modim with the Tzibur, what do you do? Lahamtin ad acher modim, ene yochel limpnei she-chashash yavar zman tefilin, you can't wait even longer, you can't wait till the end of that, because you'll miss the zman, mutav she-yaschil ispado acher Kedusha, you should start davening right after then. V'chein kosel mogin avram. That's the psak from mogin avram. L'fi mashe be'erner l'kam b'sif katan yudale b'shem mogin giborim. Tov sheyascha b'zeh lehispal lo'im shliach tzibur b'shove v'yelo kedusha umodim. You should daven like word for word along with the chazan, and you'll get the kedusha, you'll get the modim. V'chol shekein, how much more so the amen yehei shmei rabba odvim modim, right? If you work this out, if amen yehei shmei rabba beats kedusha and kedusha beats modim, then Kalvach Omer, right? Kol Shekin writes here that the Amen Yehesh Rabba gets more priority than Modim. Al Kain, and therefore, Mish Bo Lebeis HaKnesses, Tekef Acher Kedusha. You came right after Kedusha is over. Ve'im Yamtin Ad L'Acher, Ad L'Acher Modim, if you wait till after the Modim, Lo Yuchalanos Amen Yehesh Mei Rabba, Acher Kaddish, Acher Shmona Esrei, what they're going to repeat at the end of the Shmona Esrei, Ve'im Yamtin Ad Acher HaKaddish, and if you wait till after Kaddish, Yavar Zman Tefil, you miss the Zman, Yaschil Miyad. In such a case, you would begin right away, Demutav Levatel Moedim, Milevatel Amen Yehishmei Rabba, because if you have to lose one of the two, it's better to lose out on the Moedim and to get the Amen Yehishmei Rabba. the ode. And furthermore, the modim esher l'shchois be'em tsa'iso. We're going to see later on at the end of this simon that you could bow down in the middle of a bracha. V'chein adif amen yehesh me'raba mitzafil betzibur. This is also necessarily counterintuitive. It's better to answer amen yehesh me'raba than to daven with a minion. When he's going to explain what the case would be. Okay, im bo samach lekadosh, you came in the close to kadosh, im yis palo tekef, and if you daven right away, yevatel amen yehesh me'rab, you're going to miss answering the amen kadosh. Ve'im yantin ad l'acher kadosh, you wait till after the kadosh, lo yuchel his palo arvis im atzibur, meaning it's talking about the davening a little bit earlier, they're davening mincha, but if you daven, you wait. So when you're davening mincha, you're going to miss ma'arv with the tzibur, right? Amen yehesh me'rab odif, it's still better to answer, wow, amen yehesh me'rab, ve'tekef acherze yaschil his paldo shmona esrei l'shem mincha. Then you daven your mincha afterwards. Ve'ein lo lachush l'ma shehatzibur maschilin arvis. Don't worry about the fact that they've started already davening ma'ariv. Kevin shehu adayin yom. It's still plenty of daytime there. Ein mashe kasav nu od bebir halacha b'shem prima godim. So again, amen yehesh me'rabah wins out over tefila b'tzibur. Sivkatin hey. So this was in the Ramah, whereas the Mechaber talked about making sure you could finish in time for Kedusha and finishing in time for Kaddish. The Ramah added in the same din applies for Hakel Hakadosh and Shemaya Tefila. Sivkatin hey says Hu Adin Amen Lechora Bishlema Amen to Shemaya Tefila. I understand. I had no problems when you tell me that I got to be able to answer the Amen to Shemaya Tefila. Yesh Nafkamina Yeah Sarich Lahamtin. Right? You're telling me to answer the Amen. What's going on here? L'may nafkamina. What does that come up to? Came into tzarech ligmor his palil kodem kedusha. Since you have to be finished before you get to kedusha, memela automatically yana amen acher hakel hakadosh. Right? Meaning if that comes afterwards and you had to get to kedusha, then certainly you're going to be done before hakel hakadosh. That's what it says. So what's the again? It's good kasha. So there's no yeshlomar. Explain this follows. The nafkamina afilu im shama kedusha. You've already heard kedusha. Umikomakom tzarech lahamdin mishum amen dakel hakadosh. In the case we've already heard the kedusha, you don't need to. You do need to be able to hear an answer amen to hakel hakadosh shloshamadai, because that you did not yet hear. Vegam leinyan shloyamo lehis palatek of acher kedusha ki im acher shiana amen ha amen al habracha. Right, then you have to answer amen on the bracha. Vegam ze hu shayech lekedusha, that also applies to kedusha. Vehu adin im yodeh shetzibur yomru baruchu vehu lo sham adayin. If they're going to say baruchu and you have not yet heard it that day, im yuchu ligmor tefilaso. If you're able to finish your shmona esrei term she omru hakahal baruchu before they're going to get to baruchu, mispalo kedarko daven normally. Veim yodeh, and if you know shelo yuchal ligmor tefilaso kodem baruchu, that you're not going to be able to finish it before they get to baruchu, tzarech lahamtin b'shira chadasha ad sheyishma baruchu. You'd have to wait at Shir Chadasha, right? That's the bracha that's in the brachos before of Gal Yisrael before you get to Shmona Esrei. V'im kvar shama kedusha, but if let's say you already heard kedusha from an earlier minyan, o baruchu, o yodeya sheyishma achar, you know you're going to hear it later on. Ein tzarech lahamtin, you don't have to wait. Mihu, however, the modim afilu shama kama pamim modim etzibur tzarech lahamtin. But even if you've heard modim and you're going to hear modim, you still got to wait. Va'idaha tam shelo yehi nire ki koyfer im ei mishtachave. Because this is not a concern, like you have to hear it. There's a certain amount of times you have to hear it. There's no amount, he's going to say. But it's the Marasayan. Marasayan is that it looks like you're not bowing down. You don't believe in this, right? V'chein, similarly, Lekadish, Tzarech Laham, you have to wait for Kadish. Daha, Ein Lo Kitzvah, because there's no limit. There's no limit for how many times you do that. The Efsher, the Hakideshim, Me Aleinu, Ve'elach, Einem Bichlal Zeh. It could be that these are Minhagim. That's not really Me'ikar Hadin, as we learned later on, earlier on, I think in Simon Nun Hey, right? We talked about the Din of Kaddish. Chim Kosov, Magin Avram, Shar Achronim, Vederech Achayim, Vechai Adam, Kosov, Dechol Hakideshim, Im Shema Kavar, On Amen Yehesh Me Rabba, right? Ein Tzarech Tu Lahamtin. That, okay, you don't have to, you don't have to wait. Vav, acher kedusha, lav davka dehu hadin im nichnas kodim kedusha. You came in before they started kedusha. Vehintin mil hispala ala acher kedusha, and you waited to start down until they finished the kedusha. Tzarech gankin l'shayer ba'atzma. You still have to evaluate for yourself. Im yuchel ligmor ad shegiya shlich tzibur lemodim. Whether or not you'll be able to say modim with them. Zayin shlich tzibur modim l'ramo hanal b'hagot tzarek ligmor koidim amein shel shemeya tefila, because we said you already have to finish before then. O shishar ba'atma, or you evaluate for yourself sheyuchel lahagia b'tefiloso b'birchas shemeya tefila im shlich tzibur b'shava. You get long word for word with him. So in the Dershu 16, he points out what this means. Right, Kemoshi Bir Laholan in Sifkat and Yud Beis, Sha'az Ein Tzarech La'anos Amen Zu. You don't have to answer Amen to that. Chemo Hashat Ba'atzmo, because you're saying along with him, so that's not a problem. Okay, and finishing up the Mishnah Berurah on the top line, V'im Lav, but if you can't do this, Lun, Lo Yaschil Ad Modim, you shouldn't start Modim V'chin Hetiku Ha'achronim Ladina. He brings here Derech Chayim, Chay Odom. Okay, Sifkat and Ches, Sheshochachim Bahem. You're not actually going to be able to say the modim derabanan that the whole tzibur is saying. That's no problem. Because you're bowing down with them. This is allowed. Okay. Ach, however, that you should make sure you're saying it word for word with him. As we'll see coming up. Okay. What's this? Oh, no, in Sifkat and Tes, we're talking about where the person had already started. Pirush, Shetol, the guy made a mistake. Va'omer ad Gaal Yisrael, he said the bracha already. So at that point, Shememele Mechuyev, Lahasmich Lo, Tefila Miyad. You have to go straight into Davin. You can't wait anymore for these things. And you're not making your options at this point. V'hu adin imtsaj shehasha'a overes, Mechuyev lamateik of lehispala. And so too, the case where the guy made a mistake and didn't stop earlier at Shir Chadasha, or if the guy realized he's going to miss the Zman of davening, so he has to start now to Ilav Hachi, because if not for these extenuating circumstances where he made a mistake, Tzarech Lichatchila Hamti Mishum Kedusha B'Shir Chadasha. You really should be waiting there in order to answer it. Kamosha Kosa B'Simin Samach Vav Sif Tes. Okay, then it talks about you bow down with him. Yishche Imo Sifkat and Yud Ve'ena Oimer Az Modim. We don't say it then. The reason why you're bowing down is that it shouldn't look like everyone else believes in this, right? Same thing like we cover our eyes for Shema. Everyone else is being Makabo, O Malchus Shemaim. We're not. We cover our eyes also. We also bow down at this point. Nevertheless, Im Einu Muchrach Lo Lahaschil Miyad. Right, you can't just think, okay, I'll just start now and then I'll bow down in the middle. After mutar l'shchos be'emtzah kol brachos, right, he's allowed to. The comments coming up in Simon Kufyud Gimel, mishum deshema yishkach milishchos. Right, maybe you're going to forget about this. Kevin she'in mechuyev sham lishchos b'lov hachi, because you normally don't bow down. Ve'im yitein libo lezen, if you are paying attention to where they're up to, exactly, you know, I'm going to daven now anyway, and I'll just pay attention like the back of mind. So it's very hard, you know, it's jarring. It's a jarring experience to try to daven, have kavana, and remember where the chazan is up to, so you go bow down at the same time. So I see tarayed v'lo yichavim et tefiloso. You're going to become so flabongered, you're not be able to concentrate on your davening. So that's why one should wait and then answer together the motive.